Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Adani Transmission Limited Q4 FY23 earnings call hosted by Nuvama Wealth Management. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Subhadip Mitra from Nuvama Wealth Management. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks. Good morning, friends. On behalf of Nuvama Wealth Management, welcoming you all to the fourth quarter FY23 results call of Adani Transmission Limited. We are joined today by the senior management of the company, led by Mr. Anil Sardana, MD, Mr. Bimal Dayal, CEO Transmission, Mr. Kandarp Patel, CEO Distribution, Mr. Rohit Soni, CFO ATL, Mr. Kunjal Mehta, CFO AEML, and Mr. Vijil Jain, Lead Investor Relations. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Sardana for his opening comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Mitra, and very good morning to all our analyst friends. Let me convey my thanks to you all to have joined us early in the morning. The year that went by and the results that we declared yesterday, I will precede that by a bit of gratitude for the recognition that Adani Transmission received during the last quarter. Number one was the rank number one bestowed on Adani Electricity Mumbai by Government of India for the rankings that they did for various DISCOMs. And this is indeed very encouraging and very motivating for team to now sustain and ensure that we hold that position and stay within the top DISCOMs in the country. The number two, my gratitude goes to the ET Awards and the jury awarded Emerging Company of the Year award to Adani Transmission. That, amidst all that was being spoken and talked about, was again very motivating and encouraging. And thanks to the Honorable Finance Minister to have handed over the award to us. The third recognition is noteworthy that came in from Frost & Sullivan, which gave us the Enlightened Growth Leadership Award 2022, which was for something that we take tremendous pride in terms of sustainable business practices and ESG disclosures and guide path. So that is something that is really worthy of our commitment, and therefore for someone to recognize that part and award us on the ESG side is indeed very encouraging. The last part is, of course, in terms of the governance aspect, the Institute of Chartered Accountants giving us the award for excellence in financial reporting for the year 2021-22 within the infrastructure sector. So I just thought, as a company, convey my gratitude to all the stakeholders, employees, for having stood by us, and particularly in the times when a lot was being stated. But the company continued to move ahead in its path of growth as also in terms of its performance. And I'm happy to report that the company gave yet another good performance during the quarter and made sure that in terms of all the operating parameters, which is availability, supply reliability, the distribution loss, I think we lost. Okay? Sure. Okay. Distribution loss and the million units sold on all attributes, we did exceedingly well. So that is how things stood by in terms of what we have been able to achieve. The other aspects in terms of ESG, as I said, that is something that the company has aspirations to be within the top 20-25 companies globally, and therefore we will continue our focus on various aspects which will get us those ESG rankings and make us being rated amongst those top companies. And to that extent, whether it is MSCI, whether it is S&P Sustainability Score or FTSE, we will continue to pursue those objectives by virtue of our sustainability efforts on different counts, and eventually keep our eye on the net zero target by 2050 in terms of limiting the global warming to 1.5 degrees. I will wrap up very quickly by saying that we have marched well on our targets to be 20,000 circuit kilometers company with 40,000 MVA in the operational terms when it comes to transmission side. On the distribution side, we've done exceedingly well on some of the attributes linked to the customer, which is in terms of digital avenues, in terms of video call center, in terms of having moved to reliability indexes, which are comparable to the best in the world. And we are eagerly looking forward to working on two of the additional parallel or second licenses that we have applied in Navi Mumbai as well as in the Greater Noida area, in addition to the two licenses that we already hold, which is at Mumbai as also in the Mundra or Kutch area. I'm sure that you will have a number of questions, and I have my two colleagues, Bimal and Kandarp, both supported by their subsequent their teammates, and each one will be able to respond to various questions that you may have, and we look forward to a good participation. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir, and thanks for the opportunity. So my first question is on the transmission pipeline buildup. I understand that the pipeline has gone close to around 500 billion of projects worth are under bidding, and roughly another 500 billion is under some kind of is waiting for approval for MOP. So how do you see that with a large opportunity? But last year we hardly participated in or won any material, you know, bidding compared to earlier years where our market share was much higher. How do you think about this pipeline?
So thank you very much for this question.
Vimal, before you go ahead, just Mohit, you know, it's interesting to see the change. I didn't notice it before. I think you moved to ICICI Security, so welcome.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thanks, Mohit, for this question. I will probably take a little step back and give you some parameters for this financial year as well, and then really zoom into your question as well. I think one of the things which we ended up doing this quarter or this year is added almost 1,700 odd circuit kilometers to reach almost towards our goal of 19,779 circuit kilometers. We operationalized almost four key projects as well, and just as a comparative, we did 1,104 circuit kilometers previous year. Just as a growth comparison, the country's network grew by 3% in terms of lines, and we ended up achieving 8% growth. In terms of the transformation capacity as well, the country grew at the rate of 7%, and by virtue of few of these projects, we grew at a much faster pace of 26% transformation capacity. Now for the pipeline, I'll start with the very close input, which is the pipeline we have under construction. For the coming quarters, we are actually looking to commission at least four very key projects. I think this will add almost 3,000 circuit kilometers to what we already have. Now, the interesting part, this sector is sitting with so much of bidding, which is coming up as well. I think for us, we are actually looking at the TBCB pipeline of 66,000 crores. Our belief is this would take place in 12 to 18 months. We believe that after this GIB clearance by the Honorable Supreme Court, we envisage that the Rajasthan corridor bidding would start, and I think this would start in few weeks' time from now. I think we would certainly participate in that pipeline build-up as well. However, our underlying forecast on, let's say, our annual CapEx, we continue to give this guidance of 4,500 crores-5,000 crores in transmission in next two to three years. Hope that answers your question, Mohit.
Yes, sir, it does. It does. My second question is on the distribution licensee. Of course, we on the new distribution upcoming licensee where we are trying to get the approval. What are the sort of timelines do you think the regulator will take to a decision either way? I think we filed, I think, last year somewhere. I think it's already been 6 or 7 months, if I'm not wrong. Yeah.
Yeah, good morning, Mohit. This is Kandar Patel. You must have noticed that we have applied for parallel license in Navi Mumbai as well as Western UP, Jewar district. And we have also applied for additional area, which is also a second license for our Mundra distribution utility. Now all the applications has been filed with the regulatory commissions, and it has reached to almost half of the process which is required to be undertaken by the commission. So public notice were issued in all the three in two cases, and public objection have also been received. Now commission has to again issue a public notice from their side and then invite an objection. And once they deal with that objection, then they will be able to decide on that license application. As far as UP is concerned, now they should, they will ask us, we hope that they will ask us to issue a public notice very soon, because last month on our application, they had some queries and we have replied all those queries. So we expect that in another couple of months, the process should get completed, at least in Mumbai and Mundra area, and another 1 or 2 months for UP area.
Understood, sir. Thank you, and best of luck, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Any participants who wish to ask a question at this time, they may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Harsh Shah from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Just to continue on the discussion.
Harsh, you're not audible at all. May I request you to come close to the mic or use the handset?
Is it better now?
Slightly better, but I would still request you to come closer and speak.
Yeah, so just to continue on the distribution bit, so I would like to understand what's the status on the distribution reform right now. So can you just throw some light on that?
So the Government of India is envisaging to amend the Electricity Act, and the bill is already under discussion. It has taken quite a long time, but what approach that we have taken, the existing Act itself provides for provision for parallel licenses. The path that we are pursuing doesn't require an amendment in the Electricity Act. But as and when that Electricity Act is amended and they allow to create multiple distribution companies in the same geography, we will welcome that, and that will also help us grow faster.
Harsh, is the question answered?
Yes, yes, thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to our participants, please press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Shubhadeep Mitra from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Yes, so my question is firstly with regard to the larger TBCB pipeline that we are looking at, where you mentioned that we have a pipeline of maybe 66,000 crores over the next 12 months. Do you see a large component of HVDC projects also coming up in this space? Because these are very large ticket projects. And would you be also participating for some of these HVDC projects?
Yes, this is not 12 months. I think it is 12 to 18 months. And yes, there are HVDC projects as well coming up. And I think a lot of it has to do with the evacuation corridors of Rajasthan as well, and some of the strengthening projects which are coming up, which includes the STATCOMs as well. And of course, we will be participating as well. And I think we need to be mindful of the competitive intensity, which I think is growing in this segment. And one thing which we have committed to ourselves is that we will certainly be looking at profitable growth and winning the projects with the right kind of margins as well. But to answer your question straight, we will be participating.
Okay, understood. Secondly, with regard to the intrastate capex opportunity, I mean, we hear of numbers as large as maybe 2 lakh crores as an opportunity there as well. Do you see any movements towards that?
Well, those are probably under discussion. I don't think much has come out. I think in our quarter three call, a very similar question came up, and I think we remain in this very similar status as well. Well, a lot of thing is under planning, but not much has come out unless, you know, something really turns up. I'm mindful of the fact that some of our competitors have certainly given almost an equal weightage here to the interstate projects, or rather intrastate projects as well. And our guidance on that account also earlier has been that it is huge. We await the outcome here as well. So unless my colleagues want to add anything.
Understood. Last question from my side is with regard to the Mumbai HVDC project. What's the progress there, and when do you see that commissioning?
Yeah, so as far as Mumbai HVDC project is concerned, I'm sure you must be aware that that litigation went up to Supreme Court, and we received an order from Supreme Court in our favor. After that, subsequent progress has been achieved on the ground. All the contracts has been awarded. All the approval process, environment and forest, NCRZ is progressing very well. We are expecting all those approval by September this year. The laying of cable has already commenced in Mumbai. And we have already achieved about 15 kilometers of the progress there. Land at both end is also, we have acquired and it is in full possession of us. So substantial progress is going on, and we hope that we will be able to complete the entire project in the committed timeline, which is March 25.
Understood, sir. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. A reminder to our participants, please press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Apoorva Bahadur from Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So a couple of questions, I think. Firstly, on the smart metering front, if you can share some updates over there. How are we progressing? And then what has been the bottlenecks at a system level over there, if you have faced any?
So, Apoorva, we have already been awarded two smart metering contracts, one from BGST and second from Assam. For BGST, we have also closed our all the contracts, and Assam, we are in the process of closing it. And there are many in the bidding process which is going on. Just to name a few is Chhattisgarh, Maharashtra, UP, Himachal Pradesh, then Uttarakhand. So and now we are expecting a big tender from Tamil Nadu as well. Now, as far as ETL is concerned, what we have done is we have developed a strategic tie-up with all meter manufacturers as well as communication providers and software companies. So the going forward, the one of the biggest worry was mainly from a supply chain viewpoint, and we have taken a sufficient action on that part so that we don't face those challenges coming going forward.
Sir, I understand there were a couple of project cancellations which were earlier awarded to us by the beneficiaries. What could be the reason behind this?
So it was not awarded to us. It was at a bidding process. I think you are talking of UP bidding,
yeah,
process.
Right.
So their expectation of the rate were very different from what we quoted. And we said them that we won't be able to meet their expectation of the rate, because as a distribution company, we understand what is the criticalness of this smart metering solution, and we never wanted to give them a suboptimal solution. So they decided that they will not be willing to have the rates that we have offered, and therefore they went for a rebidding. And you might have noticed that even in the rebidding, they have got a very little response.
Right, sir. Understood. So any reset on the expectations from the buyers that you're seeing, especially on the bidding front for smart meters? Or does
so,
it continue to remain?
Yeah, so Apoorva, I'm sure they will reset looking at the rates being finalized by other utilities in the country.
Okay, got it, sir. So second question is for the Mumbai HVDC link. Now we understand that the central regulator released an approach paper yesterday indicating a potential cut in the transmission returns. So just wanted to know if we have any risk on that end, given that most likely MERC will follow CERC if there is a rate reset. So what are your thoughts on that?
So obviously, as per the statutory structure, whatever the CERC or forum of regulator decides, usually that is being followed by other state regulatory commissions as well. But Apoorva, this is not the first time that CERC has proposed this kind of structure. It was also proposed earlier, and it was debated. The issue basis which CERC will take a decision is that what is the requirement of capital that is required to be attracted in this sector, and what is the other competing sectors offer the returns. I think and those two parameters CERC will decide. And we hope that it might not change very significantly than what they are allowing right now.
Right, sir. So by when are we targeting the commissioning of this project?
HVDC Mumbai project, we are targeting to commission by March 25.
March 25. So it will most likely be in the next regulatory period. Right?
Correct.
Fair enough. Sir, one more question, and this is on our plan to supply energy to the Mundra ecosystem. So wanted to know if this entire infrastructure over there will be a part of the regulatory system, say like a Dholera, or will it be a completely one-to-one setup?
So the infrastructure that will be created by MUL will be a asset of a distribution company. So it will be entire asset block will be a regulated asset. But you also might be aware that whenever any industrial customer asks for supply, the last mile connectivity investment has to be made by them or to be incurred by them. So balance entire regulated block will be entire investment will be a part of regulated block.
Okay, so it will be governed by GERC regulations.
Correct.
Okay.
And it is currently being governed by GERC, so the distribution company is fully operational. There are tariffs being determined, and there are customers which is getting supply, and tariff is determined by commission.
Understood, sir. So last question, I see a change in your name. Can you highlight the significance of why to go for this?
Yeah, so the name change is because of the fact that we have gone much beyond transmission. As you know, that in 2018, August, we acquired the first retail distribution business. And since that time, you know, it dawned on us that now calling it as Adani Transmission Limited does not convey the entire ambit of our activities. We were wanting to for it to further pan out, and as you know now that we are going big time into not just the play at Mundra and Mumbai, but also we have applied for additional licenses. In addition to that, we are contemplating expansion into multiple other energy solution aspects for customers. Smart metering being one of those, but you will get to hear many more in the times ahead. So therefore, it is rather appropriate that we name the company to Adani Energy Solutions Limited.
Understood, sir. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any participants who wish to ask a question at this time, they may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Shushil from Nova Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much, sir, for the opportunity. So I have one question. Can you give us the guidance of the capex outlay for the next 2-3 years? And the breakdown between the businesses like transmission, distribution, or the smart metering?
Well, giving a guidance for 2-3 years will not be fair, but you know, we have always maintained that we will attempt to do a capex of about 6,000 crore per annum between transmission and distribution business. So that was with a breakup of around, you could say, close to about 4,500 for transmission and about 1,500 for distribution. We have always maintained and maintained course. Now, with smart metering added to that, you could add another close to about 1,500 crore to 2,000 crore per annum. So we will target to be anywhere between 7,500 to 8,000 crore a year.
Okay, sir. Thank you. This is from myself.
Thank you. Any participants who wish to ask a question at this time, they may please press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference back to Mr. Subhadeep Mitra for closing comments. Thank you, and over to you.
Thanks. On behalf of Nuvama Wealth Management, I would like to thank the management of Adani Transmission for giving us this opportunity to host the call. Sir, would you like to have any closing comments?
Thank you, Mr. Mitra, and thank you to all the analyst friends. I would only wish everyone safe times and look forward to us converging for the quarter one of the new financial year. So until then, stay safe. Have a great time. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Nuvama Wealth Management, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.